I'm here with Terry Cooper, longtime Mountain Brook coach and athletic administrator. Coach Cooper, thank you for taking the time today to sit down and talk a little Bucky McMillan.
Hey, glad to be here. Always glad to be back in Spartan Arena.
Oh, yeah. This is the house that Terry built. So this was a place probably within 1 or 2 years when Bucky took the job that this arena had been built. Is that right? This was built?
Probably within just a few years, for
okay.
sure.
Yeah. So is 2005, 2006? You know, right. Because y'all played forever, and you coached basketball. Y'all played forever in the old gym.
Correct.
Over at the high school.
Right.
All right, so Bucky McMillan and the Samford Bulldogs are going dancing for the first time since 2000. I think Bucky was back a high school player back then. Tell me your first interaction with Bucky as a student and as a basketball player.
Well, Bucky goes way back. I mean, he was just a very good high school basketball player for us. Played for Coach Cornelius in the early 2000s, I guess, and was just really what I'd consider an overachiever.
Mm-hmm.
As he grew up, I remember seeing him play in junior high, and he was a little 5'1" guy.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, all of a sudden he's 6'2", 6'3", playing point guard at the high school. So just really phenomenal, you know, leader for the team, and I think was a part of the first team under Coach Cornelius that went back to the Final Four. It was actually the second team that had ever reached the Final Four.
Wow.
I think it's around 2001.
Yeah. So Bucky, he goes off to Birmingham Southern, plays for Coach Rebol, who he has since connected with. And if you know and follow Samford, most of the viewers, I'm sure you do, you know that story. But in college and even back in high school, he was coaching, right, and pouring back into students coming through and really giving value to those coming behind him, because so many, especially his dad and so many coaches, yourself, Coach Cornelius, had poured into him. As he's coming along, and as Birmingham Southern has that division transfer from, I think it was D1 to D3, he's looking to get into coaching, right? He realizes that's his calling. So you're working at Mountain Brook. What made you want to bring him on, or was it Coach Cornelius at the time that was saying, hey, let's give him a chance as a JV head coach? He's 21, 22 years old at the time.
Probably a combination of Coach Cornelius and myself both. We were always looking for assistant coaches. I mean, we just seemed to always have a need for an extra body. And Bucky had been really a part of the community for just many years, coaching, you know, the club ball, which I guess at that time they called it AAU.
Right.
The little guys, and then, you know, moved on up, was coaching some older kids. And just, you know, he was a natural. He wasn't not a difficult guy to say, hey, we'd like to have him a part
sure.
of our program.
So, okay, he's 24 years old. This is, I think, 16 years ago now. And the head job comes open. As an athletic director, right, hiring a 24-year-old, I'm just a little bit older than that, but almost seems like a little bit of a risk. But he's a guy who has, you know, 7 or 8 years of coaching experience. So what was going through your mind as you make the hire for a really, really young guy to coach these guys that are 6, 7, 8 years younger than him?
Well, at the time, it was a little bit of a surprise. Coach Cornelius had been with us 9 or 10 years and had taken over, you know, somewhere around 2000. And the program had, you know, had really been successful throughout the 90s and throughout Coach Cornelius's career. And he just had an opportunity, I think, to go back home, coach at Gardendale. And so it was kind of a sudden thing. So on our end, you always hope there's somebody on your staff that you can plug in that's been a part of what's been successful. And, you know, like you say, probably the biggest concern would have been, you know, youth, and, you know, is he ready for the parental
right.
thing that goes with being a head coach,
shepherding
the communication
teenagers,
factor
yeah.
with faculty and students, and how is he going to fit into that? But, you know, if you've ever spent 5 minutes with Bucky talking about basketball, there's no doubt
right.
the guy has passion, he has commitment, he has the X and O knowledge that I've never seen a person that young with that type of knowledge.
Yeah.
Now, it was just, and he'd been with the JV for 2 years, and, you know, you could see that the kids were
responding
to it.
Yeah.
The parents loved him. So, you know, we just had to make a decision. Okay, we do want to do, and Dr. Mason would always tell us now, okay, we may know he has potential, but we still are going to need to do, you know, somewhat of an open selection process.
Right.
So we did have to, you know, reach out and see who was interested.
So you kind of had that gut feeling, it sounds like, that you kind of knew he was capable. There was still some leadership development. It sounded like, you know, you could mentor him and bring him along under your wing. So Bucky gets the head job here at Mountain Brook High School. 12 years go by. At the very beginning, did you envision any type of the level of success that he would have to bring 5 state championships, play in 7, and obviously your professional career here, you retired at some point along those lines, but you still followed and still keep up with him today. Did you envision the success that he would have just at the high school level? We'll get to the college level in a second.
Well, he was very convincing, again, in our interviews and in our just sit-down conversations with Vic Wilson, who was the principal. He and I both would have conversations, had conversations with him, and actually conducted a formal interview with he and another candidate. But again, very convincing. It wasn't like he wanted to come in here and just, you know, continue the success that we've had and continue
right.
building upon that. He was convinced we could get to the Final Four, but he was convinced we could win it. Now, sitting there at that time, that, you know, you thought, wow, okay, we've been there with him as a player. I don't doubt that we might can do that, but no, I don't think you think of, you know, 5 state championships and, what, 7 out of 8 Final Fours,
right?
You know, at that time. Now, once it got started, it kind of became a community expectation.
So the Bulldogs are headed to the big dance, and it's something that, you know, I grew up on Buckyball, coming here in this gym and sitting on the bench over there at the end, being the towel boy, you know, and the water boy at the very young age of 6, 7, 8 years old, right? And he really just, he had an influence on the culture of this community, on the school as well, and created, really continued the championship expectation. You know from your experience as AD that winning is infectious around here, and that students work hard, coaches work hard, parents are very supportive. But what influence did you think Bucky had in his 12, 14 years at Mountain Brook, aside from the winning and aside from the championships? What kind of impact did he leave?
Tremendous. I mean, sports in general, athletics is a big part of the culture of a community. And the success that sports can have in a community, whether it be basketball or football or baseball or whatnot. And we're very fortunate. You know, all of our programs have been successful. But he took basketball to another level in terms of community interest. And, I mean, you can see that in those early years when we reached the Final Four, when the busloads of students from elementary schools and junior highs and the high school would just pack out, you know, either Jacksonville State Arena or, you know, downtown here at Legacy.
Yeah. So, okay, it was, and I remember going on those trips too, just so much fun skipping school. I have a story from 5th grade when Mountain Brook went to Jacksonville State for the first time under Bucky, and my 5th grade teacher, I had to go in and early take a test, and she said, well, you know, when you get to high school and when you grow up, you're not going to be able to skip school to go to basketball games. Well, little did we know, Bucky was building a dynasty, and it would become an expectation that you go to Jacksonville every year in the Final Four and stuff like that. Okay, so over the last 4 years at Samford, I think you have a relationship with Martin Newton and a lot of people there. Obviously, you know, keeping up with him. What has been such a joy for you to watch him have success, not only at the high school level, but to see that translate at the college level, and also for Bucky to really maintain his identity in terms of he is determined to do what he does, and he does it well. It worked in high school, and it works in college. What have you enjoyed seeing about his rise in college basketball?
You know, I, you know, don't communicate with Bucky a lot, but during the season, you know, I'll text him most every game, before or after, usually after or before, to wish him luck, or afterwards to say congratulations. I think they had maybe a 17-game winning streak this year. And just to wish him luck. And Bucky is a charismatic person. He's very humble. I mean, he's always thankful to those who have helped give him an opportunity. He always makes a point almost every time I see him to say, thank you, coach, for taking a chance on me. But I remember when they hired him, I have a friend that was a vice president at the time at Samford, and you know, I texted him and just said, there is no doubt he will do at Samford what he did at Mountain Brook. I believe in Bucky, right. Bucky Ball.
Yeah.
You know, I just believed he could be successful at that level. And he's done the same thing, you know, with the community, with the student body. They turn out, you know, in droves. And the Mountain Brook community kind of follows him too.
Yeah, it's Spartan Arena basically over in Homewood, right?
Right.
Right. Coach Davis and Coach Price run their programs here, and what Bucky has built here and established here, he has transferred over to Samford. So it's kind of like Mountain Brook 2.0 in a sense. And he does a great job of building the whole community as right. well, incorporating all areas of Birmingham and over the mountain and high school coaches across the state and across the region. As we close up here, I like to give our interviewees the last word on our podcast, on our videos. So I want you to look in the camera here and just give Bucky a message of either congratulations or appreciation, whatever you'd like to tell him. I want you to take a moment and share into the camera.
Well, I would like to do that. And it's just phenomenal, Bucky, what you've accomplished at Samford. But, you know, really, I really believe you would say this. It all started right here in the Mountain Brook community. And, you know, we were so appreciative of all that you did for Mountain Brook and the Mountain Brook Athletic Program in general. And I think you recreated basketball, not just in Mountain Brook, but in the state of Alabama. You know, I think you were responsible for the resurgence and the style and the way basketball is played in Alabama. And it really translates with the fact that Tyler Davis is now the head coach here at Mountain Brook and doing a phenomenal job, and he was coached under you with the JV team. You have Christian Schweers at Huntsville High School and Stu up at Cullman. You know, all these guys were on your staff, either all together at one time or not. So you have had a tremendous influence on not just high school basketball, but basketball in the state of Alabama. And I want to wish you, we're so proud of you and happy for you in what you've accomplished thus far at Samford. Want to wish you the best of luck and the Bulldogs in the coming weeks here in March Madness.